Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Christopher.
Today, Christopher, it's our Discovery Unit. Ooh, I like learning about new shows on Discovery, don't you?
Oh, I certainly do.
Mm-hmm. And this month, we have quite a new show. It's an interesting concept or idea for a TV show. It's called Carr versus Wild.
Does that mean that it's going to be a vehicle versus an animal?
Well, yeah, often when you see versus, you think sort of, you know, people fighting against each other or playing against each other, like New York Knicks versus the LA Lakers, or this boxer versus that boxer. So is it going to be cars fighting against wild animals?
I don't know. It sounds something like the plot of Transformers.
Yes, are we going to see motorcycles fighting against dogs, or, you know, Mercedes-Benzes racing against, I don't know, something fast, like a tiger?
Or a cheetah.
A cheetah could be, but it doesn't seem to be something like that. That wouldn't be very educational.
No.
To have cars fighting against animals.
It might be cruel.
That's true. I don't think they could put a show like that on, and there's good reasons for that. It would be cruel. No, this is a show about three adventurers, well, actually two adventurers, going up against the wild, meaning nature. So they're going to be driving their cars over mountains, over deserts, through forests, under the ocean, possibly into space. Who knows where they'll take their car, but you know it's going to be a big adventure. So let's check out our article right now.
Reading. Carr versus Wild. Meet Gary Humphrey, Bill Wu, and Ruby. Gary is a 17-year veteran of the Royal Marines and UK Special Forces. Bill is an expert at both driving cars and fixing them up. Ruby is their trusty red Jeep. This tough trio goes where no two men and a Jeep have gone before. Discovery Channel's Carr vs. Wild documents their adventures through the world's wildest places. In each episode, the men have the basic task of getting from point A to point B. Of course, they have to stay alive to do this. Gary ensures their safety with an amazing array of survival skills. Whether the weather is burning hot or freezing cold, Gary is a man with a plan. His experience in dealing with extreme situations, including wrestling a 12-foot anaconda, is a real lifesaver. Bill brings a lot to the table as well. He's great behind the wheel, but he is also a clever problem solver. He thinks outside the box to keep his team on the right track. He and Gary both give everything they've got to make it to the finish line.
All right, our article begins, Meet Gary Humphrey, Bill Wu, and Ruby. Gary is a 17-year veteran of the Royal Marines and UK Special Forces.
Wow, he must be tough.
Yeah, so he probably knows how to deal with nature pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Bill is an expert at both driving cars and fixing them. Ruby is their trusty red Jeep.
Uh-huh.
This tough trio goes where no two men and a Jeep have gone before. Alright, so we heard the word trusty when describing Ruby. It's an adjective, and it means reliable. We spell trusty T-R-U-S-T-Y. T-R-U-S-T-Y. Here's an example sentence for trusty. The hiker pulled out his trusty pocket knife to cut the rope. So the hiker pulled out his trusty pocket knife, something that he's relied on many times, to cut the rope.
That's right. It saved him in many different situations, so he trusts it, which is why we can use trust as an adjective by saying trusty. It's reliable. It says Gary there is a veteran of the Marines. Okay, that means he's an old soldier. He was in the Army before for some time in his life, and since then he's quit the Army. He's doing other things now, but it means for some years, as a younger man, I guess for 17 years, he was in the Royal Marines. Marines. They're pretty tough soldiers there in England. So I guess he knows how to do lots of things in nature, you know, find food and build tent, you know, build campsites and things like that. Bill there is an expert of driving and fixing cars. Well, that's useful because Ruby, as we learned, is their trusty Jeep.
Yes.
Yeah, Jeep is like a kind of car. It's really useful when you're traveling in sort of wilder locations. It's a very powerful little car, but it can drive over rocks and, you know, through rivers if they're not too deep. And they call these three a trio. Yeah, a trio is a group of three people or three of something. We often use trio when talking about music groups, right? When you have a person playing drums and another person playing piano and maybe a singer, three people playing, that's a trio. Here, of course, our trio is going on an adventure. Let's check out the next sentence. Discovery Channel's Car versus Wild documents their adventures through the world's wildest places. So there you go. We're going to be able to kind of travel with them through the world's wildest places. Of course, we're not really traveling. The TV cameras are there to document it, okay? To document something is basically to record something important that's going on. We can use newspapers, of course. Their job is to document the news that gets put in our newspapers and on our TV stations and whatnot. But they're recording important events when one president meets another. That's an important thing, so people are there with cameras and their computers to write down and take pictures of what happens, to document it. And that's what, of course, this show is going to do, so we can join the adventures.
Right. We also could teach them about document as a noun.
Like, that's true. A lot of people might use it like that more frequently, right? An important paper.
Right, exactly. So, for example, for this as the noun version, you need to fill out these documents, these legal papers, to get a new passport. And that's true. Anytime you want to get a passport, you have to fill out legal documents and also submit a photograph so it can be put on the passport. So you can say, this is me, look at me.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, we can also say something like, you know, historians document the important events in the past. Historians document important events in the past. All right, let's check out the next sentence.
Sure. In each episode, the men have the basic task of getting from point A to point B. Now, when we say something from point A to point B, we usually mean from one place to the next place.
Right.
So if I want to, let's say, go from Yilingyi, Taipei 101, to Chiang Kai-shek Memorial Hall, I will say, from point A to point B, meaning from Taipei 101 to Chiang Kai-shek.
Right, so it could be anywhere, but you're basically just showing that this is the beginning, point A of your journey, and point B is the end of your journey.
That's right. Of course, they have to stay alive to do this.
Yes, right. Of course. Yes.
Living is a good idea.
Yes, being dead makes it harder to go places.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. Gary ensures their safety with an amazing array of survival skills. Okay, so ensure, spelled E-N-S-U-R-E, ensure means to make sure or guarantee. It's a verb. Here's an example for ensure. Winnie checked her bags to ensure she didn't forget her keys.
Ah,
so she wanted to make sure or guarantee that she had her keys, so she checked her bag.
I always do that every morning, ensure I have my keys and, of course, your cell phone. You can't live without your smartphone these days. So he ensures their safety. Remember, Gary is the veteran soldier. So he knows how to, you know, keep them safe because he has an amazing array of survival skills. Yeah, that's what a lot of people might learn in the Army are survival skills. Survival relates to living through a difficult kind of situation. If there's something that could hurt you or even kill you, you have to survive it. You have to live through that. And the adjective survival talks about things like that. So survival skills would be, you know, how to take care of people if they get hurt, how to find food if you're not near a 7-Eleven, you know, how to hunt animals and cook them and, you know, do things like that for yourself so that you can live in difficult situations. Those are survival skills. That's what you'll need. For example, we could say, after being lost at sea for 2 weeks, Ben's survival was amazing. After being lost at sea for 2 weeks, Ben's survival was amazing, because that's a long time to live out just on the ocean by yourself.
Yeah. And another good thing you can use using the word survive as the root word. You can say survivor, which is a noun form. So if someone survives something, you call them a survivor.
Mm-hmm.
And we would spell survivor S-U-R-V-I-V-O-R, survivor. Yes. Okay, let's continue. Whether the weather is burning hot or freezing cold, Gary is a man with a plan.
Soldiers always have a plan.
That's right. His experience in dealing with extreme situations, including wrestling a 12-foot anaconda, is a real life saver.
Wow, that's a pretty extreme situation, I would say.
I concur. I completely agree with you. Situation is like a current circumstance, like something that is currently going on. We spell it S-I-T-U-A-T-I-O-N, situation. Here's an example to illustrate situation. Losing one's keys, wallet, or cell phone is not a fun situation.
No.
No.
You don't want to have that kind of thing happening to you at any time. And when things happen to you at certain times, it's, of course, a situation. This is an extreme situation that we're talking about in our article. Something extreme is kind of like right on the edges of normal, you could say, when talking about situations. Wrestling a 12-foot or around 3.5-meter-long giant snake. Fighting a giant snake. That's a pretty different situation. I would say extreme.
I'm kind of curious how Gary received training for, like, snake wrestling.
Oh, they cover that in the Royal Marines.
Oh.
They learned 6 months of snake wrestling in the Royal Marines.
I did not know that.
Sure. Well, that's why England has never been conquered by snakes.
Ah.
You see, they've never lost a war against snakes in England because their soldiers are good at fighting them.
And
I don't know what I'm talking about. Wrestling, of course, is a type of fighting, you know? When people are sort of rolling around on the ground using their arms, legs to try to twist, hold, tie people down, that's wrestling. And, of course, if you're fighting a snake, it's not going to stand up and use a sword
or it can't box you.
Yeah, it can't box you like Muhammad Ali or something. So he's wrestling a snake, and, of course, he saves their life. I guess the snake loses that fight. So
I wonder if he, kills the snake or the snake just, like, slithers away.
Well, being a soldier, he would know how to make that into a delicious dinner.
Oh.
Because as soldiers say, a snake is a steak. Anyways, Bill. Don't forget about Bill. Bill is the guy with the car skills. He brings a lot to the table as well. When you bring something to the table, it means you have a lot to offer. In this case, he has a lot of skills. He's not just there as a passenger. So what does Bill bring to the table? What are his special skills?
Well, he's great behind the wheel.
Uh-huh.
That just means he's great at driving. But he's great behind the wheel, but he is also a clever problem solver. So I assume if any kind of situation occurs, like maybe they can't, you know, cross a river.
Right, yeah.
Bill would be able to solve that problem.
Oh, interesting.
He thinks outside the box. If someone thinks outside the box, it means they think differently than how most people are currently thinking in a room or a situation.
So he could find an answer that other people wouldn't think of because he thinks in a different way.
Yeah.
Useful.
So he thinks outside the box to keep his team on the right track. He and Gary both give everything they've got to make it to the finish line.
Mm.
Okay, so as I said, behind the wheel is a phrase that just means driving. Here's an example. The 12-year-old boy is too young to get behind the wheel, so he's too young to drive a car.
Absolutely. I would say 12 is far too young, but luckily neither Bill nor Gary are 12, which is why they're perfectly able to drive Ruby on their adventures in Man vs. Wild. All right, well, that's it for day one. We're going to be back, though, with our For You chat questions, so stick around for that.
For You chat.
All right, welcome back, and now it's time for our For You chat question.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. What are we chatting about today?
Well, here's the question. Where do you think is the most dangerous place in the world? Why?
Wow. The most dangerous place in the world? Well, dangerous how?
I'm not sure whether they mean, like, dangerous because of the people in the location or because of the climate, like the way that the weather is there.
Right.
I'm going to go with it's probably the weather, because
the weather
deals
okay.
with the
Y. Oh, my gosh. Well, I guess any of those really cold areas, like the North or South Pole, right? Antarctica, the Arctic or Antarctica, the South Pole, those would be dangerous because, you know, we can't live in that kind of temperature. You need a lot of special equipment to keep yourself alive.
Yeah, I was thinking somewhere in, like, the tundra over near, like, Russia.
Right, yeah. Say, Siberia, yeah. Northern Russia type area, yeah.
I would say, again, and that's because it's a very cold climate. There are people that do live in that area of the world, but they're pretty tough, I would say. I think they tend to hunt and then use the fur of the animal they kill and just keep warm.
Like Gary, you'd need some survival skills to live in a place like that where the environment makes life difficult. I guess in another way you could think of it as any place there have wars right now. So, you know, you might pick Afghanistan or Syria, places where people are fighting in wars, of course, are dangerous. Guns and bombs and things like that are dangerous to people, too.
Yeah.
And I guess we could also look at areas of the world where they have a lot of natural disasters. In the Philippines, they had some typhoons and earthquakes and things like that. So maybe you could call those. I guess anywhere could be dangerous on the wrong day.
Yeah, I know in the 70s and 80s, New York was New York City.
Oh, because
and
of
New
York, crime.
Yes, had a lot of crime and is very dangerous. Now it has a very low crime rate.
Yeah.
But, 20, 30 years ago, it was really dangerous to live in that area.
Absolutely. So I guess anywhere can be dangerous at a certain time. But, of course, when we're talking about the weather, when we're talking about the wild, as we are in this case, I would guess it's, you know, really cold, icy places because, you know, there's not much there to give you any help.
The desert as well.
The desert, too.
So
hot and dry. There you go.
Yeah.
Hot, dry, with no 7-Elevens around, or cold and snowy with no 7-Elevens around, and you're in trouble.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's it for the first day of Car versus Wild. We'll be back tomorrow to learn more about what we're actually going to see in one of these shows. So come back and join us for that.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Sentence for you.
Have you seen Alex, the new member of our soccer team? I heard that he was born and raised in Brazil, and he has been playing soccer his whole life. Wow, I believe that Alex can bring a lot of experience to the table. Hey, 你们看过我们足球队的新成员 Alex 了吗？我听说啊，他在巴西出生长大，一辈子都在踢足球。哇，我相信他的经验啊，一定可以为我们足球队带来很多好处哦。提到了带来很多好处，英文有个片语刚好有这样的意思哦，就是 bring something to the table， 字面上啊是把什么东西带到桌上，其实啊指的就是 to provide something that will be beneficial， 提供啊一些带来好处的东西哦。这东西呢可以是像绿巨中 Alex 丰富的经验，可以是一个好主意 a good idea， 或是任何好东西哦，都可以用 bring something to the table 这个句子。当然你可以直接说他提供了什么好东西，用 offer 或是刚刚讲的 provide 这些动词，例如 Alex provides 或是 Alex offers his rich experience in soccer to our team。 Alex 为球队提供了他丰富的足球经验。 Alright, that's all I brought to the table for the show today. I will see you next time. Bye bye.
Car versus Wild. Meet Gary Humphrey, Bill Wu, and Ruby. Gary is a 17-year veteran of the Royal Marines and UK Special Forces. Bill is an expert at both driving cars and fixing them up. Ruby is their trusty red Jeep. This tough trio goes where no two men and a Jeep have gone before. Discovery Channel's Car vs. Wild documents their adventures through the world's wildest places. In each episode, the men have the basic task of getting from point A to point B. Of course, they have to stay alive to do this. Gary ensures their safety with an amazing array of survival skills. Whether the weather is burning hot or freezing cold, Gary is a man with a plan. His experience in dealing with extreme situations, including wrestling a 12-foot anaconda, is a real lifesaver.
Bill brings a lot to the table as well. He's great behind the wheel, but he is also a clever problem solver. He thinks outside the box to keep his team on the right track. He and Gary both give everything they've got to make it to the finish line. Vocabulary Review.
Trusty. This car may be old, but it is trusty, so don't worry about it breaking down. Document. The detective documented the details of the crime to help solve it. Ensure. You should bring a map of the city to ensure that you won't get lost while you are there. Survival. You need many survival skills to live alone in the forest. Situation. When the fire cut off the electricity, the situation became even more dangerous. Behind the wheel. Once people turn 18, the law allows them to get behind the wheel of a car.